The following is a Pro Football Network podcast, the primary voice for pro football at profootballnetwork.com.
David Behrman back here at Radio Row, Pro Football Network, live in Las Vegas, Mandalay Bay. I call her Sports Centers, Lisa Kearney. She was when I was there. But now she's FanDuel, Lisa Kearney.
That's
welcome
right.
to Radio Row. Why don't you tell us a little bit what's going on with Rob Gronkowski and the Kick of Destiny?
Yeah, we're very excited. Kick of Destiny 2, we were talking about, this is the redemption tour. This is, he gets a chance to redeem himself from missing the kick last year. He's really put a lot into the preps this year in a different way than he has last year. I was at his rehearsal yesterday. It's going to be a live kick minutes before the Super Bowl. We are the last commercial you see before the Super Bowl kicks off, so we're in a really great place to really share the moment with millions and millions of people. But the campaign being, you can log on to FanDuel. You've already done it.
I did it.
You can pick whether he's going to make or miss. It's free to do it.
And, I bet he's going to make it.
If he makes it, you will win a share of $10 million in bonus.
Not the whole $10
million,
though.
Not the whole $10 million. I wish that was the case.
But if I'm the only one who says yes, everybody else says no, then I win
$10
million.
Your fair share of $10 million.
Everybody bet no.
Yeah, no, but in fairness, he did look really good yesterday. His, I just tell you, he's a big, strong man. He's got the leg to do it. And it was windy, too, here in Vegas yesterday.
And he was making it.
And he was still doing really well.
So
I'm confident.
Not to bury the lead, but why did he miss it last year? This is the redemption.
It is. You know, it's funny. I asked him about that, too. And I asked him what his secret sauce is this year.
Right.
His secret sauce this year is the sweet spot he's found on his foot.
Okay.
So when he connects with this part of his foot, how he should, he's like, it's money. We're gold.
Well, unlike practice, he only gets one shot at it.
He only gets one shot.
But he's probably going to practice and practice and practice, but he gets one shot at it. So if he takes 10 practice attempts, how many is he making? I'm a betting guy, so I'm trying to figure this out.
That's a good question. I probably 6 to 7. He's doing a good job.
Yeah, 67%. That's worth betting a yes.
Yeah.
No vig
yeah.
involved here.
Yeah.
Tell us what else is going on.
I love that you just said that. That's very funny. You're right. We don't take no.
No vig.
It's bonus bets for everybody.
What else is going on at FanDuel?
Oh man. Well, the industry is exploding. Have you seen the numbers associated with the bets that are expected to come in?
Well, a lot of them are mine.
On Super Bowl Sunday. You are one of 68 million Americans. That's 1 in 4 American adults that are expected to be placing a bet on Super Bowl Sunday.
But as I found out when I got off the plane here in Nevada, not in Nevada, I'm glad I placed all my bets ahead of time.
No, you can't do it here unless you're, you know, in a brick and mortar sports book.
Sure.
Sure. Yeah, but not a live legal online operator yet.
Yet.
Fingers
Although,
crossed, we'll get there soon.
I think you, if my memory serves me right, you cut the ribbon at the FanDuel Sportsbook at Mohegan, which I have frequented way too often.
Yeah, isn't it a great
book? Oh, it's great. It's gorgeous.
Oh,
absolutely gorgeous.
What a good time.
Very,
yeah.
very good time. But, hey, it's great, and FanDuel's doing a lot. Is there anybody, you can't give us any inside scoop, but who do you think wins this game?
Well, I'm a huge Kansas City Chiefs fan,
okay.
born and raised in
sure.
Kansas City. My whole family's still back there. But I take a step back and I look at the numbers, and when you've got the best defense sitting there in Andy Reid's era, giving up just 17.3 points per game during the regular season, they flipped that to 13.7 during the postseason, and that's just the defensive side. Some losses, of course, but everybody does. There's when you get to this point in the season, people are banged up. But that combined with the fact that you've got an offense that's doing what it's doing, we finally figured out how to catch the ball.
Yeah.
All season long, I'm losing my mind.
You spit those numbers out as if you had a researcher hand you a card, which is what I used to do. And someone
you were really good at, too.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know I love my numbers.
So we had Stefania Bell on earlier.
She's the best.
Talking
best in the
biz. All things Niners.
Yep.
You're talking all things Kansas City.
Yes.
Is there a bet going on here?
Thanks for the reminder. I need to text her after this and get a
dinner
bet
going. Dinner at J. Timps should be the bet.
100%.
A bucket of wings, a whiskey, maybe a glass of wine.
I might do a Prosecco instead of the whiskey,
sure,
but that's
sure.
fine.
But that's the place
to
go.
But I'll do the wings. We're good. Yeah.
We're good. Lisa Kearney, FanDuel, David Behrman, Pro Football Network, live in Mandalay Bay, profootballnetwork.com, at PFN365.